Hey, AWTR Male Spouse Squad, this is Maren Chaney, Army Wife Network Special Projects Coordinator. Each week, our mission is to empower military spouses, veterans, and family members around the globe, and we are inviting you to support us in that mission. After you listen to this week's episode, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You can then send us a screenshot of your review to info@armywifenetwork.com or feel free to send that screenshot in a DM to us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle @armywifenetwork to receive a special in real life gift as a thank you on behalf of Army Wife Network. We appreciate your engagement and support. And now it's time for this week's new episode.
Attention, male spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hey, 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 do you know what time it is? It is time for the Army Wife Talk Radio episode for this week. Thank you for tuning in to the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. This show is specifically designed to engage, educate, encourage, and empower those that are living this military life journey. Whether you're a military spouse or you have a family member serving, wherever you are around the globe, we are here for you. This is episode number 828, and I'm your host, Chrissy Gibbs, AWN's content curator.
And I'm Amanda Krieger, your Army Wife Network Assistant Content Curator. Chrissy is so right. Army Wife Network wants you to know that you're not on this journey alone. We're here and we're cheering you all the way with the resources you need to meet you exactly where you are in military life, including segments such as Resource Recon, Empowerment and Action, interviews with empowering guests, and so much more. Speaking of interviews, stay tuned, because in a few minutes, we'll listen to an interview conducted by Sherita Knobloch, our Commander-in-Chief, as she chats with guest Michael Geyer about the Wounded Heroes documentary.
Amanda, I'm super excited to be hosting with you today. What's going on in H86 for you right now?
We are still unpacking.
So there's that's such a long process. Yes, I feel you. And it's hard when you want to be like outside in the beautiful weather. I don't know. How are you enjoying that El Paso heat?
I'm slowly getting used to it. I'm having to relearn how important hydration is.
But yes, very. That is so true. You always forget just how hot it is when it's that dry heat. Yeah, we are having a rough time adjusting. Right? Even though we were in Florida with the humidity. I don't know. The humidity here in Kansas is just insane right now.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'm sure. And Florida is just
definitely has it. Yes. That's summer for you though, right? We all just strive to get to summer. And then when it comes, we're like, whew, this is hot.
Yeah. Basically just want to spend the whole summer in the water.
Yes. Can't beat that. All right. So good to catch up with you, Amanda. When I heard of the topic for the interview today, I got pretty amped up. Sherita's interview with Michael Geyer is one I think we can all relate to in this lifestyle in some way or form, but I don't want to give away too much. So before we get started, we want to take a quick moment to thank our Army Wife Talk Radio show sponsor, First Command. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military, E5+. Visit www.firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. Their willingness to partner with us in the mission to empower military families is priceless. Thank you.
Thanks again to First Command. Now let's listen in as Michael Geyer shares about the Wounded Heroes documentary.
Greetings, AWTR listeners, and welcome to yet another exciting installment of these engaging interviews. This is Sherita Knobloch, Army Wife Network's owner and commander, and today we have the pleasure of talking to actor, director, and producer Michael Geyer all about his newest documentary, Wounded Heroes. Michael made a living as an entertainer for most of his life. In 2009, he started Geyer Productions LLC, a full-service global production company. Over the years, he's directed and produced hundreds of TV commercials, corporate videos, short films, feature films, and documentaries. His most recent project is Wounded Heroes, all about veterans and first responders, post-traumatic stress, the very high suicide rates, and the many successful alternative treatments that give anyone battling PTS their lives back. It is such a joy to have you on the show today, Michael. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Well, your latest film, I think, will really resonate with a lot of our listeners. So let's jump right into the conversation. Tell us a little bit about Wounded Heroes and what set you on the path to make this documentary.
Well, originally I was going to do a different film. It was also called Wounded Heroes, but it was more of a theatrical film where we were going to hire actors. We wrote a screenplay. And I didn't know a lot about post-traumatic stress, so I wanted to do some interviews and met a guy in San Diego who was a veteran. And I was interviewing him because he had post-traumatic stress. And what shocked me about him was that he told me he was on 16 different prescription medications, down from 18. Mm. And I couldn't figure out how that was even possible. A guy in his, you know, 20s, you know, on that many medications.
Right.
And so I walked out of there thinking, you know, we needed to do a documentary. So I put my other film on hold. And that set me off on this three-year journey to find treatments and programs that would actually solve the problem of post-traumatic stress, and not as what he said. His name was Carl. Carl said it was just a Band-Aid. It, you know, just pushed the symptoms back, but it didn't solve the problem. So I wanted to find solutions that solved the problem, and that's what set me on this journey.
Well, during the process, I guess, what was your understanding of PTSD at the beginning, and what did you learn about it through the process as you made the film?
Well, being ignorant, I thought post-traumatic stress was something that only the military dealt with. I had no idea what it was other than it was a military issue. Well, I was very wrong. I found out very quickly. And post-traumatic stress, it turns out, is, you know, something that can affect anybody, me included, who experiences a traumatic event in their life. Mm-hmm. And so they can then walk, what could be a serious car accident, our first responders, veterans and police officers, you know, also deal with post-traumatic stress because of the trauma they experienced many times on the job. And now even our doctors and nurses, because of COVID, you know, are battling post-traumatic stress. So I think that was the biggest thing I learned early on, that it was something that we all can experience, number one, but two, that it is a normal reaction to a traumatic event. So you're not abnormal if you get PTS.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with that. I've done some research of my own as I've been pursuing my doctorate, working on my PhD. And I've also learned that what you just said, Michael, that it is a normal response. I think sometimes folks look at PTSD and they say, wow, something's really like wrong or really off. But really, it's just this psychological, neurological coping mechanism that our bodies respond to trauma in order to still function. And I've also seen this happen even in military spouses, like secondary traumatization, like ST or STS, secondary traumatization with PTSD, like gleaning it from the service members and their experience. And now the propensity for military spouses to experience PTS from their service members is also a very real concern. So I feel like this documentary is really relevant for all of our listeners, whether they're active duty, retired, ETS, or even a military spouse who might know or love someone with PTSD.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that, I think that's something else I didn't really realize when I started this, that the film was going to be beneficial for the loved ones, because many times they don't understand what their husband or their wife or their son or daughter is going through when they're battling post-traumatic stress. And they can't even many times explain it when they're battling
right.
it. And I had a military guy tell me he couldn't wait for his wife to watch the film, because he said it will finally be able to explain to her what I haven't been able to. And, you know, that's powerful, I think, for a loved one to finally get a glimpse of what the person's battling and why they are the way they are during that battle. And so I think it's, yeah, it's definitely beneficial for the whole family. And the whole secondary, as you said, the trauma, when someone is battling post-traumatic stress, it does affect everybody, and it can definitely cause post-traumatic stress to the loved ones involved. And I was just trying to find a quote. I'm going to have to see if I can find it while we're talking, but it's really powerful about a woman. I saw it online, but I'm going to look for it. But she basically said something about she was losing herself, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing my husband get further and further away from me, feeling unloved, feeling unattractive. And basically, as he was getting lost in his battle, it was causing her to get lost in her new battle now herself with this whole trauma of post-traumatic stress and all the doubt and all the feeling like she wasn't loved or cared about or attractive or, you know, all those things. You know, nobody wants to feel that way. And that created a very big battle for her.
Absolutely. And I feel like your film also doesn't only just give insight into what our veterans and first responders or anyone dealing with PTS are experiencing, but it also maybe even gives insight and equips their loved ones on maybe how they can offer support or help, whether that's treatments or new therapies, or just kind of that, what you mentioned, that feeling of, I don't completely understand, but I'm still here for you. And I know this is beyond, you know, this is not something you can control. It's not a switch that you can turn on and off. This is something that's neurologically being processed in your brain. And in order to fix it, it's going to require therapy. It's going to require some healing avenues. And you highlight a lot of that in your film, but I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to jump too far ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the people that you highlighted in your film. The film was originally made with veterans in mind. As you mentioned, that's kind of who you thought was the primary PTS folks you want to focus on. But within the documentary, you also talk about first responders. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. And so most of the people that I interview, well, actually all of the people I interview in the film that are battling post-traumatic stress were all veterans or are all veterans. Some of them are also first responders. One was a police officer or currently is a police officer. Another person just retired from the fire department, but every single one of them are veterans. And it just happened to be that way, but it doesn't change the fact that every treatment and program we talk about in the program does benefit anybody battling post-traumatic stress, whether they're a first responder, veteran, military, or not. It doesn't matter. These things do work. And you talked about a neurological injury, and you're correct. And so, you know, a number of the things that we do feature are neurological interventions. And one of the things I think is really important is, you know, it's difficult for people to have to talk about the traumatic event. And, you know, there's something in the VA called the prolonged exposure therapy that, you know, many people haven't liked because they have to talk about the event over and over and over again in hopes that, you know, it doesn't have the same effect on them over time. But instead, they're being traumatized every time they have to tell the story again. So many people drop out, unfortunately. Some have actually taken their lives by suicide because of the trauma they had to keep talking about. Others, very few, but there are some who are successful. But nonetheless, what's great about these interventions that we feature in the film, you don't even have to talk about the trauma at all. And you get complete healing from it. And that's one reason why I think it's so important and so beneficial for people to get the help they need without having to talk about that trauma again. So that's, I think, a great thing.
Absolutely. That was one of the most powerful parts of the whole entire film. Because again, I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed. You know, I'm fascinated by psychology. I've spent many years, you know, learning about it with my education and whatnot. I hope to be a counselor someday. But a lot of the treatments and the programs featured in the film were new to me, and they were just fascinating because I loved that it had kind of pulled away from that prolonged exposure therapy of trying to, you know, relive it and cure or heal that way instead of, you know, almost, I wouldn't say bypassing, but almost going around the event because the event has happened, the damage is done, but instead focusing on the healing component of that without having to relive it. Tell us a little bit about the treatments and programs that you featured in the film.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about the neurological intervention. The two that are featured in regards to that are ART, which is accelerated resolution therapy. The other one is RTM, reconsolidation of traumatic memories. Both of them go about it differently, but it's the same end result, which is it's a neurological intervention to where the person can actually remember the event, talk about the event, but they no longer have the emotional connection to that event. And so, as they said in the film, the expert, you know, it's completely severed. And that was something that really fascinated me because I'm like, how is it possible that you can talk about it and everything else, but you've got no emotion in regards to it now? But it's because it's a neurological intervention that completely, literally severs the connection. So the emotion is just not connected, you know, for whatever reason. So every person I talked to in regards to ART or RTM, you know, their lives were changed in as little as one session. On average, it's 4 to 6 sessions, but as little as one session, you know, many of them went home that night and for the first time in many years slept through the night, you know, 8 hours, mm-hmm. something that we take for granted, you know, those of us who aren't battling post-traumatic stress. And then I've got a friend, well, he's become a friend, but he's a soldier that has tried a lot of different things. Nothing has worked. And I sent him to do this neurological intervention, which he did by phone, because, you know, you can do it through Zoom or by phone, which is great. You can be anywhere in the country and connect with an expert to walk you through the protocol. And he sent me a list of 16 different things that he has seen change in his life in a positive way. Just last week, saying, I've tried everything. And he goes, and now I've only had one session. It's been 2 hours with the doctor. It only takes 45 minutes, but still, he spent 2 hours with the doctor on his first session, and it was life-changing for him. And now it's been, I think, he's been 2 or 3 weeks since now, and he's still sending me updates. He's sleeping 10-hour days. he didn't used to sleep at all, so he's just mm-hmm. taking advantage of the fact that he can sleep.
Right.
You know, which is funny. And but anyway, it's life-changing, and I've just got so many stories like that since the film has been released. It was released on March 5th, but even the people I interview in the film, every person who talks, they are a success story, and mm-hmm. The film is all about hope. They were all people who at one time were absolutely hopeless, suicidal. Mm-hmm. Some tried to take their lives by suicide. And now, because they found one of the treatments featured in the film, they now have their lives back. And, you know, as you heard many of them say different things like, you know, life is worth living again, mm-hmm. or this saved my life, or I feel like a soldier again. All these really amazing statements from people who at one time were hopeless. And so to me, it's very exciting. And what I'm trying to let people know is that they do not have to live a miserable life for the rest of their life. There is hope. They can get their lives back. And the film is filled with people who have done just that.
That is so empowering and so very exciting, especially for those who are really struggling with PTSD, or maybe they've attempted to get some help, perhaps through the VA or other avenues, and it's just not really worked out. Because I know, you know, unfortunately, I am very thankful for the VA, but I know they are very overwhelmed, especially when it comes to PTSD and, you know, medication. Like, tangible medication is the first line of offense and mm-hmm. First line of defense, I guess. And that works for some folks, perhaps, but not all, especially as you mentioned at the beginning, someone that was on 16 different medications. I can't even imagine the side effects and the interactions on that. It's got to be very difficult. So it was really neat for me to watch the ART and the RTM and hear those success stories. And now as you share about your friend who also just recently went through that and is seeing great success and catching up on all that lost sleep, that's fantastic. Another component that you highlighted in the video, which I really appreciated, was horse therapy. Why do you think horse therapy works for those struggling with PTSD?
Yeah, I really found that fascinating. First, I've always loved horses, and it's mm-hmm. so cool to be on a ranch. And there are horse therapy ranches all over the country that are helping veterans and first responders. But this one happened to be located in San Diego. They're called Saddles and Service, and beautiful ranch out just east of San Diego. You know, when I showed up, I had no idea how it worked, but it was just interesting to watch. And then again, hear the stories of those who are working with the horses at how they just changed their lives. I mean, these particular horses happen to be rescue horses. And so they have their own issues from their past. And then you've got these first responders and veterans and active duty military people showing up who have their own, you know, battle and issues going on. And the two of them, they just kind of connect. And the horse doesn't connect with everybody. They almost find a person that they connect with. And then there's an instant connection because the horse can feel what we're feeling. I think it's something like dogs have that same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something that they can feel that we can't, we don't understand. I don't feel what my wife's feeling many times. Unless I get the look, you know, but as far as they feel emotionally what's happening in that person that they're around, and the horse is the same way, and they feel and can see the hurt that's in that person. And that horse, I think, maybe even knows that person can help them. I'm not really sure, but they somehow connect. And as many of them said that were interviewed, you know, they heal each other, which is what's amazing. There was a horse that, you know, wasn't a very friendly horse. I think it was Kyle who talked about this, one of the veterans, and he said he walked over and met the horse, and the horse, who normally didn't get along with anyone, humans included, walked over and put its head on his shoulder, and they were connected from that moment on. And that horse
and he, they changed each other's life in a very positive way. And it's just amazing to hear the stories. And then, of course, we did a lot of filming just to watch the veterans interacting with the horses and you know, training them. And I guess with the horse world, you know, there's a hierarchy of who's in charge and who they're going to follow. And so one of the things that's important when you're, you know, going in and working with the horse is you need to make sure that the horse accepts and recognizes and gives you the position of you're higher than I am. I'm going to mm-hmm. follow you. And so they talk about in the film how, you know, once that whole process takes place and the horse does make that decision, it's amazing for them to walk around the pen and look back and they see this 2,000 pound horse literally following their every step because that horse is saying, you're the one I'm going to follow. And they do. If he stops, they stop. If they turn right, they turn right. They literally follow because that's the position they put themselves in because they want to. Just interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I love horses too. I grew up with horses. I miss them. You know, and I joke with my husband someday we will have a horse. Like when we retire, that's my rule. I want to have a horse and not just for my own enjoyment and own pleasure, but really for me, even it's a therapeutic experience. And I'm thankful that, you know, I don't necessarily struggle with, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, but I think it's so empowering to watch that dynamic. That was one of my favorite. I mean, I loved all of your film, let's be real, but I really enjoyed like how the film started out with that and really saw those stories, the tears from the veterans, guys that stereotypically don't mm-hmm. cry, you know, like rough and tough, take a knee, drink some water, rub some dirt in it, you know, they don't cry. And I'm seeing these guys on the film, you know, it's authentic, from all war eras, saying how this particular therapy with horses, equine therapy, really made a difference in your life. It was so encouraging. And it made me tear up a little bit too. And I watched it with my infantryman husband, who also was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And I was like, I'm so glad we're watching this together. So it was really good for us as well. And Michael, I've really enjoyed our conversation so far about your latest film, Wounded Heroes. And also just hearing the passion in your voice. Clearly you are on a mission, and what a joy it is for us to share in that, to share your experience and your documentary with our listeners. We're going to take a super quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will keep the conversation going and dive even deeper into information about Wounded Heroes documentary. Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about Michael Geyer's film, Wounded Heroes, you can check it out on Facebook and Instagram at Wounded Heroes Documentary, so it's just spelled how it sounds, or on Twitter, WH Documentary. You can also connect on their website, woundedheroesdocumentary.com. Stay tuned for more after this super quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This podcast episode was brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, First Command Financial Services, whose mission is to help our nation's military families build a future worthy of their service. First Command provides ongoing financial coaching that evolves over the course of your military life and career. And with 170 locations worldwide, you'll find a First Command office near most major military installations. Visit www.firstcommand.com today and find a First Command financial coach near you.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotion, giveaways, and podcast audio commercials. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Listeners, welcome back to our interview with actor, director, and producer Michael Geyer, who has just pushed out a new documentary called Wounded Heroes. Well, Michael, you interviewed many different people. Out of all those experiences, what stories were most impactful to you?
Boy, that's a tough one because I think they all were. You know, we talked before the commercial break about, you know, the veterans sometimes who were in tears. And I'll tell you, those I edited the film and I watched this film over and over and over. And I still come to tears when I watch some of these scenes with these veterans because it is so raw, so real. And just I think what was really impactful to me was hearing what they experienced that caused the post-traumatic stress, even if they didn't go into the details, just you could just see in their face and, you know, the trauma, it was traumatic. And but then how it affected their lives and how hopeless they were. And then to get to the other side and just see them smiling and laughing and just the transition from hopelessness to loving life, living life to its fullest, you know, keeping a relationship, a job, sleeping through the night, you know, all those things, again, that we take for granted, watching them say, tell their story over and over again with that positive ending was always so impactful. And there's a guy who's in a program that we featured in the film. His name is Antonio, and he had a dream one day of getting off all of the medications and taking his family and moving to Spain. And I think he had that dream like 3 years ago or something. And now he's off all of the medications. And about 6 months ago, he moved his family to Spain. And so he's actually living his dream.
Wow.
And it's such a fulfilling life. And he's just one of many. So, you know, all the stories were, for me, were just so impactful. I've always loved hearing people's stories. You know, I'm one of those people who, if I'm standing in line at Walmart, I'll talk to the person behind me. And I don't want to be the one talking. I want to be the one listening, especially when they're older. But everyone's story is so fascinating to me. And too many times we don't take the time to stop and listen. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to get to hear these veterans and first responders tell me their stories. And we got to capture it on film. So it was always powerful.
Well, what you're saying sounds really great and, of course, absolutely believable, but I'm sure some of our listeners, perhaps hypothetically, might still be just a little bit skeptical. Would you say it's really possible for someone battling PTS to get their lives back?
Yeah. And, you know, I've actually gotten emails from veterans, like one Vietnam veteran a couple of weeks ago just sent me an email, and he said, you know, there is no cure for post-traumatic stress, period. Mm. And, you know, and I disagree with him. And the only reason I disagree with him is because of the dozens and dozens and dozens of people I interviewed who said, I am 100% completely healed of my post-traumatic stress.
Wow.
And again, people who are hopeless, people who are on many drugs, people who had tried everything, didn't find success, but then finally found something. One of the things featured in the film, they are 100% healed. And so absolutely, yes. So my only advice, you know, I haven't experienced that, but I've interviewed enough people that I believe it because they said it. And if you see them tell their stories in the film, you know, watch the film, I think you're going to believe it as well.
I absolutely believe it. And I feel like this is very cutting edge therapy that, you know, you're sharing with this viewing audience, because again, I hadn't heard of very many of these, not that I'm an expert in the field by any means, but just with ART and RTM and, you know, even going more in depth about horse therapy and some of these experiences that are much quicker healing process that are not a risk of re-traumatizing that person and pushing them too far in the wrong direction, I think is very, very promising and gives a lot of hope to a lot of people that are really struggling out there, whether that's veterans, first responders, people who love them, doctors, nurses, anyone that's, you know, gone through a traumatic event in their life. So I want to know, what do you hope, Michael, what do you hope to accomplish with this film and what do you want people to take away from it?
Well, the main thing is really what we just talked about, that there is life beyond post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress is not a life sentence. You can get it in the rearview mirror. You can get it behind you and you can get your life back. So it's all about hope. And I've got a message I got from somebody, a woman, again, another great story. Something we feature in the film is called Stellate Ganglion Block. And her husband did this particular procedure. And afterwards, he felt so good. He turned to his wife and he said, I feel like I have a second chance at life. Weeks later, because the transformation was so beneficial in his life, weeks later, she said and wrote, I have my husband back, one. And she said, more importantly, my sons have their father back. Those are powerful statements. Those kind of things bring me to tears because it's like, that's life-changing for, you know, for a very long time, for people who, again, who thought it wasn't possible. Now the kids have their dad back, the wife has her husband back, and he feels he has a second chance at life. That's what this film is about, and it is possible.
Oh, that is incredible, and I can only imagine, hopefully, the lives that you're going to change with sharing this information. I really appreciate what you said at the beginning of your answer to that question of putting that behind you, like getting it in the rearview mirror. I feel like that needs to be just broadcast around the world, like get it behind you, because one of the biggest challenges with PTSD is it feels so hopeless. Like it really feels, especially if you're perhaps in the trenches with, you know, getting treatment somewhere that just is not working, or you're so medicated that it doesn't feel like yourself, it can be hopeless. And unfortunately, hopelessness is a huge contributor to suicide. You know, when you have no hope, there's a reason to go on. And so changing that narrative, shifting that paradigm can, just as you said, Michael, can change the game. It can bring people back from the other side and get it in their rearview mirror. I love that visual. I love that comment. That's something that's going to stick in my brain even long after we have this conversation, after this podcast goes live. So that's so empowering. So great. As we get ready to kind of wrap up here, could you please remind our listeners where they can go to watch the film and also just get more information about this really powerful documentary?
Absolutely. So the film, first of all, the website has the trailer and also excerpts from the film, which is woundedheroesdocumentary.com. And there are also links to all of the platforms where the film can be rented or purchased. It's amazon.com, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube Movies, Vimeo On Demand, and Vudu. So it's available pretty much anywhere in the world. And so woundedheroesdocumentary.com gives you everything you may need. And I think it's good, you know, many times the people battling post-traumatic stress may not want to stop, sit down and watch it. Maybe they can't, you know, sit there for that long of a period of time. So it is important, I think, for the loved ones to also watch it, and they can introduce the different things they've learned from the film to their family members so that they can start the treatment process.
Absolutely. So again, listeners, that is woundedheroesdocumentary.com. All the information you would need, just pop on over there, stream it, watch it. You will not regret it. It's something that, really informed me, whether that's for a counseling practice or for someone that you love, or even for yourself if you're struggling with PTSD, whatever that looks like for your family. Michael, as you've picked up during our conversation, our primary mission here at Army Wife Network is empowerment. So we always really enjoy asking our guests what empowerment means to them as we wrap up our conversation. Could you complete this sentence? Empowerment is?
For me, I think empowerment is never giving up, because when you don't give up, you can succeed at whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. There's always things in the road that come along, obstacles, failures, problems, whatever. But you push past those, you don't give up, and you're going to reach your goals.
Empowerment is never giving up. And I think that is very salient, very true, because I think the opposite of empowerment is deprivation. And I can only imagine how folks struggling with PTSD feel deprived, and they're missing out on life. They're missing out on their real selves, on their health, on their marriages, on their parenting callings, on a even, you know, employment or a career. But shifting that by never giving up, shifting to empowerment, finding the tools, the therapies, whatever it takes to get well and restore hope, can absolutely make such a difference in so many people's lives. Michael, I just thank you so much for taking the time to come onto our podcast and share your incredible resources with us today. I also thank you for 3 years of effort for this documentary in the making that is now available to the public to empower them and their health when it comes to healing from post-traumatic stress disorder. We wish you nothing but luck on your journey forward with your documentary, Wounded Heroes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, listeners, check it out, woundedheroesdocumentary.com, for everything you need to know. Get connected, learn more about different therapies available, ART, RTM, horse therapy, tons of resources on their website, as well as stream that documentary in your house and find new resources to help those who might be struggling with PTSD. Now we're going to go ahead and pop back to the studio to hear more from our hosts.
What a great interview. So thankful Michael Geyer joined us to share his empowering resources about the Wounded Heroes documentary, which talks about PTS, with us this week. To get more information about this documentary, connect on Facebook at Wounded Heroes Documentary, Twitter at WH Documentary, Instagram at wounded_heroes_documentary, or on their website, woundedheroesdocumentary.com. Where do I begin with this interview? It was jam-packed with information about PTSD, many of which I really didn't know already. It was crazy.
True story.
I really enjoyed when they were talking about, you know, how they were using the horses. That was one that I was just like, wow, such a different way of handling things that I would never have thought of. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the part that struck me the most. Also, first off, I didn't know that there were really any kinds of treatment for PTS besides medication. So when they started talking about just the fact that there were other treatment options was incredible. And then when they talked about horse therapy, especially, I really connected with that.
That's awesome.
I love horses. So it just,
yes,
I was like, well, of course it would make sense. Horses are calming and
yeah, they are. Yes.
You know, like when I was little, I used to ride and, you know, every movement I made was a signal to obviously to the horse.
Right.
So that in my mind, it just makes sense that like, if somebody who has PTS and is going for a lesson or a treatment session or something, if they go and it's their first time being on a horse, I would imagine it would be a little nerve-wracking and the horse can really sense that.
Correct. That's so true. So I think it's hard because a lot of people are, you know, they fight off trying to actually, you know, they don't want to label themselves as having PTS. And I know that's difficult. So I think it's important to really go, you know, like get yourself treated and then seeing that there's things that are not just medication. It's nice to know that, you know, it's easier than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely going to be watching this documentary.
Oh, for sure. Don't want to give too much more away because if you let me get going, I would, but it's now time for this week's resource recon, which comes from our band of bloggers. Annie Pierce shares her post called Friends Take the Photo. She writes, "We've all seen the articles telling dads to take the photo of moms and their kids. My advice to everyone out there with a friend that has a kid, you take the photo. Your friend will thank you. No matter what you're doing when you hang out, just snap a quick photo. You could be simply hanging out in their home or yours. Don't worry about the mess or what's in the background. The photo will bring a smile to your friend's face, maybe even a laugh. Though this reaction may take some time, in the end, they will be grateful." First of all, I love Annie's blogs.
Yes.
But this one in particular, wow.
Super relevant. When you have children, you don't ever think to do that. And I actually, when I've been out and about, I see mothers try and do like a selfie or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Let me help you out. I will take that picture for you because you need to have proof of mom. These kids are going to look back and see pictures of themselves, but they'll never see pictures with you. And you know, you need to be in those pictures with them and show that you experience those things with them. And so I really hardcore believe in this. Take those photos.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was looking through my own family photos just on my phone the other day, and I noticed I have like thousands of my son and my husband and my son and everyone else.
I know.
But very few of me with my son or all of us as a family.
So it's worth asking that stranger to take that photo and just have it, whether it's even in focus or not, at least you have something to show that you were together enjoying those moments.
Absolutely. I'm going to make an effort to just bite the bullet and ask going forward. I love sharing content from our band of bloggers with all our listeners because we can be inspired and learn from one another. Here's another of our command team members, Amanda Bicknies, with her weekly Empowerment Patrol report.
Hello, Army Wife Talk radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol report. Today, we are showcasing two of our volunteers who are MRE winners, which, by the way, stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. First up, we have our command team member, our podcast production assistant, Annie Pierce. Annie was born and raised outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Over 10 years ago, Annie met her husband, Chris, in Alexandria, Virginia, while he was assigned to the Old Guard before being sent to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. In March of 2020, Annie and Chris moved with their four-month-old son from Hohenfels, Germany to Fort Drum, New York. Before moving to Germany, Annie owned her own event planning business called Attended. Her passion for events has led her to volunteer for nonprofit organizations, including the AMA Triangle and Innovate Raleigh. Annie has served in multiple roles for large events, including event director for Fail Fest Raleigh, trade show manager for High Five Conference, and has managed multiple events for an economic development organization. Annie holds a Master of Science in Integrated Marketing Communication from Northwestern University and a Bachelor of Science in Integrated Marketing Communication from Ithaca College. Next up, we want to recognize a member from our band of bloggers, Alika Schwartz. Alika is a proud Army spouse, veteran, and mother to three, a paralegal by trade with a Bachelor of Arts in Business and a Master of Science in Nonprofit Administration. Alika enjoys creating affordable ways for her children to learn and express themselves. As a military spouse, there is something about turning the ordinary into extraordinary, filling her home with love, laughter, and memories. She loves crafting, traveling, and spending time with family and friends. You can follow Alika on Instagram at sincerely.schwartz. So much thanks goes out to both Annie and Alika for doing their part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Congratulations to this month's MRE winners. We will be in touch with you soon to coordinate your prizes. Listeners, if you or someone you know is empowering those around you, head over to armywifenetwork.com to nominate them. When you're on our website, look under the menu for Get Involved, click the tab Everyday Empowerment or AWN Empowers. You can also view our previous winners in our Empowerment Gallery. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will hear from our incredible new 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, who's bringing us this week's top stories and need-to-know news.
Welcome to 60 Seconds of Serenity with Jawanda Bryant. Your encouragement of today reads, mindfulness. Reshape your words when you speak to your spouse, kids, self, and others. Serenity happens from the inside out. Frame your world, your home, and your spouse's work community with words that build up, even on a hard and a challenging day. By author Alexis Piper from the book Emerge. You can get more flies with honey than vinegar. You are the staple of the family, the pillar of the community, and people rely on us to give them kind words. Our words are like choice morsels that can build one up or tear them down. Let us choose our words wisely today, even in the face of adversity, and see how far it gets us. This has been 60 Seconds of Serenity with Jawanda Bryant, military veteran and author of the Danny and the Deployer miniseries.
No news is typically good news in this military life.
Except on Army Wife Talk Radio.
So here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Chrissy and Amanda. Here are this week's top stories. Lawmakers are working to even out pay and benefits between active duty military members and their National Guard and Reserve component counterparts. Military Times reported that during the past year, More than 120,000 Guardsmen have mobilized for missions since the start of the coronavirus pandemic in March 2020. Additionally, National Guard members were activated to protect Washington, D.C., to assist with crowd control during racial unrest, and to serve on southern border missions with the Department of Homeland Security. Last year, the head of the National Guard Bureau said that getting free health care coverage for every Guardsman was his top legislative priority for the year, reported Military Times. Retired Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois said the disparity in pay and benefits between different duty statuses can also incentivize manipulating orders to minimize the service members' access to benefits. Read more at militarytimes.com. The Army Tuition Assistance Program is facing scrutiny. The Army's Tuition Assistance Program transitioned from an older system called Go Army Ed to a new platform known as Army Ignited, reported Task and Purpose. The new program was scheduled to roll out on March 8th. However, there have been snags. Task and Purpose reported that many soldiers are having to pay for their own classes up front with hopes that the Army will pay their schools once the system is up and running. According to Task and Purpose, Fort Riley Educational Services said, an exception to policy is a placeholder of sorts for the course's tuition and is in place so when the system is up, soldiers will be able to submit a waiver request for tuition assistance to cover those courses. The new system is not expected to be fully functional until July at the earliest. Read more at taskandpurpose.com. The Air Force has updated their uniform for units with aircraft maintenance, industrial, and other labor-intensive Air Force specialty codes. The Air Force shared at AF.mil that the official Maintenance Duty Uniform, or MDU, is a coverall-styled uniform that will help increase readiness and timeliness from the work center to the flight line, said Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force Joanne S. Bass. In addition to the MDU, a baseball cap-styled cover has also been authorized. Current tactical OCP caps may be worn if they are made entirely of OCP material or OCP material with a coyote brown mesh back. Learn more at af.mil. Do you have a special person in your life who might love a special message from another veteran? Enter Cameo, a website that connects famous people with their fans. For a fee, you could hire a celebrity to record a message. Military.com tracked down 10 celebrity veterans who you can hire, and that list is not so shabby. Topping the list, Chuck Norris, who served in the Air Force. At the airing of this podcast, Chuck Norris was not taking requests, but you could sign up to be notified when he's back online. Other celebrities included Ice-T, Medal of Honor recipient Captain Florent Groberg, who donates his $30 fee to charity, Shaggy, who served as a Marine in the Gulf War, and Montel Williams. Prices vary. I'll link to the military.com post so you can check out these veteran celebs for yourself. And this week in history, on June 21st, 1913, Tiny Broadwick was the first woman to parachute from an airplane. Prior to parachuting from an airplane, Tiny was part of a traveling act where she parachuted from hot air balloons and often performed daring stunts. Later that year, Tiny became the first woman to parachute into a body of water, namely Lake Michigan. By 1914, her reputation spread, and the U.S. Army was struggling for a solution for pilots who were dying due to their planes being shot down in World War I. Tiny was asked to demonstrate jumping from a military airplane. She made four jumps at San Diego's North Island. After three successful jumps, her fourth didn't go so well. Her parachute's line became tangled in the airplane's tail assembly, and the strong winds prevented her from getting back into the airplane. She had the idea to cut the line to a short length and free fall toward the ground, then pulling the line by hand to open the parachute. Effectively, this was the first planned free fall descent and demonstration of what would eventually become a ripcord. The Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum shares her story at airandspace.si.edu. It's worth a read. Find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
Jolene is a rock star. She's constantly bringing us the most up-to-date military life news to make sure we're as informed as we can be. She digs deep and finds some of the neat things and some of the things we just need to know.
Well, listeners, our mission is accomplished for this episode of Army Wife Talk Radio. We hope to see you online each Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. You can also subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app of your choice and catch new episodes Mondays and Thursdays each week. We will be taking a couple of weeks off for a short summer vacation, but we will be back at it on July 12th with another empowering episode.
As we wrap up, we just want to say thanks again to today's sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they are uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. Visit www.firstcommand.com to learn more and find a financial coach near you. We are very thankful for their engagement and support. Listeners, we would also encourage you to follow us across all social media platforms at Army Wife Network and invite your tribe to join us as well. We're stronger and more empowered together. Tag your friends and share this podcast. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts to let everyone know how Army Wife Network helps you on your military life journey.
Listeners, we want to be your metaphorical energy drink in this military life. We are here cheering you on no matter what military life throws your way. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your AWN Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.